Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Cattlemen's Congress is located in the heart of cattle country and is far more than just a cattle show. Join us December 29th through January 14th to see the newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry, offering something for everyone's operation. Join us January 5th for a commercial cattleman's luncheon from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For a full schedule, sale info, and everything you need to know, visit cattlemenscongress.com. While you are at Cattlemen's Congress, there are three opportunities for beef quality assurance certification or recertification on January 3rd, 5th, and 10th, with lunch included. Beef quality assurance certification is common sense cattle management training that helps us raise better beef for consumers while demonstrating our commitment to animal care. On January 5th, those that complete their BQA certification will receive a free ticket to the Cattlemen's Luncheon. To learn more and to register, visit the Oklahoma Beef Council website at oklabeef.org.
Well, there's a lot going on in the grain markets this week. OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson said the main thing to pay attention to is the fact that we got some moisture.
There's a lot going on this week. I think the number one thing we're paying attention to is we got some moisture. Now, the moisture's not evenly distributed around, but I think we can get some excitement with that. We've got the Fed with their interest rates. The dollar declined this week. I think that's good news for our exports, and our exports have been a little weak over the last month or so. We need those exports to pick up. It looks like our wheat prices bottomed out. You know, we took about, $1.25 off of them. I went down below $8. They're back above $8 now. I think that's good news. And then you've got things going on in South America, Argentina, Australia, finishing up their crops. Just a lot going on right now. And you wouldn't expect this in this between Thanksgiving and Christmas time period.
If we continue to see some good moisture across the state, what's that going to mean for the 2023 wheat crop?
Well, I don't think it's going to have much on prices. And we can get overly optimistic with this rain. We're still in a drought situation over most of Oklahoma. And I don't think we've got enough rain to get runoff. We need some water in our ponds. We need to get some subsoil moisture. We got topsoil. And the producers report to me that these rains will probably get them into that February, March time period when they're going to need more rain. But to solve this drought situation and to get us to harvest, we're going to have a lot more rain than we got this week.
To hear more from OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show SunUp, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, the American Business Coalition Immigration Action Group has applauded the Senate introduction of the Affordable and Safe Food Act. The legislation would modernize the nation's farm guest worker H-2A visa program by opening it up to more farmers. ABIC Action fully endorses this bill and is so grateful for the leadership of Senator Michael Bennett in introducing the legislation. That's coming from ABIC Executive Director Rebecca Shee. The bill would make visas available for year-round work in the dairy industry and other agricultural sectors, put a down payment on border security with mandatory E-Verify, stabilize wages for farmers, and create legal protections and a pathway to citizenship for undocumented decade-plus farm workers. Senator Bennett says the cost of farm labor has gone up almost 50% over the past decade, much higher than wage costs in other sectors of the economy. This bill would save farmers $23 billion over the next 12 years. You've got farm news on Ron. Your hometown isn't just where you're from. It's the stuff you're made of. The 3 a.m. alarm clock, warming the truck up before sunup, lifting that last bale when your legs can barely lift you. Paycom salutes that hometown spirit, and they empower local businesses in Oklahoma. Paycom's mobile app lets you do HR and payroll on the go. It handles the things that matter to your business so you can invest more in the things that matter to you. Learn more at paycom.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.